folks. I just come from my cousin Lizzie's wedding. It was to be a double wedding, but my fella never showed up. My cousin Lizzie was the prettiest bride you ever did see. She had on a pretty white dress trimmed with lace curtains and mosquito netting. She was all in white, all excepting for her neck. And in her necktie, she wore a bunch of don't you forget it knots. And her hair was upholstered in the latest style with regrets sticking out. Now the groom, he wore a new suit made to order for his brother when he got married. Made to order for $12, all wool, and it fitted him good too, all but the coat and the pants. The pants were a little too tight. It was all right when he stood up, but when he sat down, he stood up. He had a quarantined 18 carat solid gold filled watch, open face, steam winder, with a Swiss cheese movement, and he looked nervous too. When the preacher asked him what his religion was, he said vegetarian. Now, if he weren't nervous, he wouldn't have mentioned his politics at all. Then he said to the preacher, is it kiss to marry the custom bride? And the preacher replied, not yet, but soon. After the wedding ceremony, we all went out to a restaurant net, and I ordered me a steak. And what do you think? The waiter brought me three steaks. I said, waiter, I only ordered one steak. Well, he said, I'm sorry, miss, but that's the way they came in at the Kentucky Derby. Then a friend of mine gave me some advice. He told me how I could catch me a fella. He said, you ought to go to night school and take up a course on beauty and get yourself a diploma. I said, what in the name of tarnation would that have to do with me catching a fella? Well, he said, you'd get diploma. That's the fella that fixes the bathtub. Now, I hadn't heard a word from my brother Clem since he got hitched till he written me a letter t'other day. Clem said, after the wedding ceremony, life went on for the both of them just the same as if they were single for nearly a half an hour. Until he got a spot on the tablecloth, then he knew he were married. He said they got youngins now. He said when the first youngin arrived, he bought a baby carriage. When the second youngin was born, he put balloon tires on the carriage. When the third youngin came, he put bumpers on. For the fourth one, he put on the brake. But when the fifth youngin arrived, that's when he put on the stoplight. Well, so long, folks, until the next time.